tells you about managing your money. Now, he gives you the word on money. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And if you're just joining us, you know that about an hour ago, there was news reported that a helicopter had made a hard landing on top of the 787 7th Avenue building here in Manhattan. And we're continuing to watch that. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. On these Monday visits, when we are able to, we have really enjoyed this year digging into some of the scriptures and what's going on. What the scriptures have to say about money and its application to our lives. And David Fisher, of course, has been the one that's been bringing them to us, and he is back. He was out of commission once again, but for a smaller period of time this last week, a follow-up surgical procedure. But he's back with us in 100% spirit, at least, if not closest to 100% physical health that he's been in for a while. And David, it's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you for having me, and I can say now with confidence, I think the best is yet to come, Kevin.
That is great. Well, a lot of people have been praying for you. Let's talk about John 15:13.
Well, the scripture says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. The ultimate way of showing that, Jesus showed it, you know, when we grew up, you know, in church, you know, the saying many of us heard, how much did Jesus love each one of us? He stretched out his arms and he died. And so, you know, that's the ultimate form of showing love, that he would take our place instead of us feeling the pain and the weight of sin. He took the sin of us, of our sins, and the sin of man, the sin of the world upon himself, that on behalf of us. So how does that relate to our everyday living? Well, I got to thinking about that. I challenged myself in my thought process, Kevin. I said, you know, how much am I showing how much I love people or an individual or my comrades or my family or my wife? You know, I can speak for my wife. My wife completely has shown a lot of love, to the point of her, she's laid down her life for me recently. She's exemplified that in my challenging times. Have I shown that in a tangible way? And that's the question, I guess, you know, would I take a bullet for my wife? Obviously, I would. Absolutely. No hesitation. How much love would I practically share and show to the world, you know, the person maybe the mail person that delivers mail, or the person that comes and cleans my pool. How much love do I show to them? How do I show that? And, you know, I can be honest, and I'm being transparent. I probably wouldn't lay my life down for them, but there's ways of showing I'm going to, you know, would I take a bullet for them? Probably in that time of need, I probably would, you know, reverse my thinking right now and probably, you know, if there was a person coming out with a gun and, you know, and we had that weird situation, I'd probably do everything to protect that person. But what am I doing right now shy of that? And I think there's ways of doing that, you know, not to a personal experience here. I normally do not just give out money for the sake of giving it out. But there was something that came to my awareness, a need, and I gave without hesitation. Hmm. And I'm not saying this to boast, but it's not something that's normally in my character that I give. I mean, we donate to ministries and we give to different charities and we do those normal things, but this is beyond that.
Right.
And I said to myself, am I doing this to get something in return, or am I doing this out of love in laying my life down so that they would be touched by the Lord? And this is not them saying how great of a person this is. So this scripture has caused me to think, you know, how do I deal in showing Christ's love? And how do I deal in just an everyday way? And how do I deal in showing Christ's love in a tangible financial way, too? Because of your mouth is where your money is, so to speak. And that where the hand, where your heart is will be reflective in not just your everyday procedures and processing and the way you daily live, but it's also where your finances are.
Right.
So it's caused me to think twice and saying, what am I doing today to advance the kingdom of God for tomorrow?
That is really important, and it makes me think, David. Yesterday, in our time of worship, our pastor is going through the book of Matthew right now, and he got to a passage where he really challenged those that were in attendance to think about every person we run across. When is the last time we loved them enough to be bold enough to share with them that truth, that good news? Meet a need, go beyond ourselves. And a really good illustration and a reminder of that today. Stay with us. David Fisher's not going anywhere. We're going to talk about the markets coming up next here on Kevin McCullough Radio.